This morning, I'm going to be reading a couple of scriptures in John chapter 11. Now, most Christians are aware that John 11 contains the wonderful story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. I'm going to be reading verses 33 through 35. It says, "When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. 'Where have you laid him?' he asked. 'Come and see, Lord,' they replied." In verse 35, it simply says, "Jesus wept. Jesus wept." For all of you trivia people out there, this is the shortest verse in the Bible. It is only two words long, but it is big and long in meaning. The situation here is this. Lazarus had died and been in the tomb for 4 days. His sisters, Mary and Martha, were understandably sad, upset, grieving and crying. Others, family members and friends, were also grieving. The question I have is this. Why did Jesus weep? Why did Jesus cry? Didn't Jesus know that he was going to raise Lazarus back to life in just a few moments? Think about this for a moment. Jesus was God in the flesh. Jesus was divine. But Jesus also had a human side. Jesus had the capacity to feel emotion. Jesus had the capacity to feel emotions of happiness and joy. But Jesus also had the capacity to feel emotional pain and grief. Friends, Jesus had, and Jesus still has, the ability to empathize with those who are hurting. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 15, it says this, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." Then, because of that, it goes on to say this in verse 16, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Friends, it is a wonderful thing, it is a glorious thing that our Savior, Jesus Christ, our High Priest in heaven, our Advocate, understands and empathizes with what we go through on a daily basis. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the work of Jesus Christ. We thank you for his empathy for us. We thank you that he understands us. And Father, with that knowledge in mind, help us to strive to empathize with other people and feel their pain and try to comfort them as best we can. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.